Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to our Shmiras HaLoshon program, To Think Before We Speak, Part 8 of 120. The Chafetz Chaim in this session addresses the question as to why there is indeed such a mitzvah, Lo Seilech Rachel specifically, and he explains that Lo Seilech Rachel, not to be a gossiper, is including many lavim and asim, many of the commandments that are found in the Torah. And it is actually a basic umbrella mitzvah, besides being intrinsically itself, its own mitzvah, but it will protect the person from so many others, kedei shelo nilaked b'mitzuda hara hazos, warning a person not to get stuck into this trap, which will end up causing him to violate so many other issues. And through this mitzvah, tremendous benefit will result, because the avera of Lo Seilech Rachel, speaking badly and spreading bad will, or information that leads to bad will, is so dynamic in its negativity that it would be so difficult to undo. There's a famous mashal attributed to the Chafetz Chaim, in which the Chafetz Chaim told somebody who was trying to do tshuva on Lashon Hara and Rechilus that he should empty a feather pillow, put a feather on each doorstep in town. And when the person came back and said, I did what you asked me to, the Chafetz Chaim said, and now go collect the feathers. And he showed the person through vivid illustration that once a word is said, it can't be taken back. On the contrary, the winds carry it from one person to the other, and very difficult to undo the negativity which was created. One person speaks to the next, chaver, chaver, islay, and very hard to undo the damage. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim writes, mitchila, starting off, we need to remember certain basic principles, that Lashon Hara and Rechilus are asur afilu al dvar emes, even if they're true. That's number one. Also, ein chilek bein mesaper lemekabel, there's no difference whether you're the speaker or you're the listener. If a person accepts information told to them as Lashon Hara or Rechilus as factual, especially if they then act upon it in a negative way, so then they could be called a nosei shema shov, a person who's carrying a false impression. It's an unauthorized bad perception. We will, of course, discuss cases of constructive Lashon Hara and Rechilus where you're allowed to protect yourself, but the basic situation is that someone badmouths somebody else, tries to alter public opinion because of personal hurt, because of a strategy, because of their feelings, and these things actually are supposed to be controlled by halacha. If a person doesn't have justifiable reason for the hard feelings, then they have to therapeutically work it through, but they're not allowed to bully the other person or badmouth them. There's a beautiful statement from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter regarding halacha, sometimes in halacha and choshe mishpat, it says, Yesha lov ta'arumas, you're allowed to have complaints against a person. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, apparently, you're not allowed to just have complaints against people. It's only when the halacha authorizes you to have a complaint. Sometimes people are doing business, it rubs you the wrong way, but it's fear and open commerce, and you get angry with them, that may not justify tarumas complaints. But if a person sets you up in a way described by halacha as damaging, then there are times where even if there's no financial claim, it might be yesha lov tarumas. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's point, though, doesn't mean every time we're hurt, we're entitled to take a position and try to damage the other person verbally. The lavin which is the next section of the Chafetz Chaim, begins with what is essentially a continuation of the overview. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "Hamaraga b'chaveiro over belosase," a person who speaks gossip against his fellow is violating a mitzvah in the Torah, which states, "Lo seilech rachel ba'amecha," do not go as a gossiper. Ezehu rachel, what's the case of gossip? A person who takes information from one person to the other, spreading it, telling people, this is what so-and-so said about you, this is what so-and-so did to you, afapishu emes, even if it's true, it destroys friendship, it destroys the world. There's something even worse, which is hamesape begenus chaveiro, where you're not just taking information, but you're actually taking negative information. Not just something that would hurt the other person because he doesn't want to hear about his competitor, let's say, or the success of somebody else, but you're actually reporting negative information. The person truly did something wrong, and it's true. Alpha Pisha Omer Emes. But he's taking that information from one person to the other and causing damage. Avala Omer Sheker. But if a person speaks falsely, Nimtza Motzi Shemra Al Chaveiro, that's an entirely different offense called Motzi Shemra. Yeshe Koach, and thank you for joining.